next on the 5 o'clock report.
Turkey is a first-rate military.
This is who Planned Parenthood has become.
We're hearing a number of families that are leaving the state.
What's going on in your everyday life?
How come Carly's mommy had to go away?
Carly's mommy had to get some help.
Now, let's go to the newsroom.
Good afternoon, and thanks for joining us. President Trump hosting a political pep rally prime time tonight in Minneapolis, Minnesota. This event comes as a brand new Fox News poll shows 51% of Americans now support impeaching him over the Ukraine scandal. The president says the real scandal is with Joe Biden.
He's been caught red-handed. I mean, here's a man who is on tape saying exactly what he's going to do in terms of corruption. And he gets away with it.
Today, two foreign-born Florida men linked to the president's personal attorney were charged with violating campaign finance law. Prosecutors say they pressured Ukraine to investigate Biden. U.S. Attorney Bill Sweeney.
The American people expect and deserve an election process that has not been corrupted by the influence of foreign interests, and the public has a right to know the true source of campaign contributions.
The president of Ukraine, meantime, is doubling down on his comments that President Trump did not try and blackmail him during that July phone call. A new Real Clear Politics poll shows Elizabeth Warren has now tied Biden as the 2020 Democratic presidential front runner. Pundits predict in a Democratic primary, it's a race to the left to secure the nomination.
I didn't think this was possible, but she makes Joe Biden look like Barry Goldwater.
Rachel Bovard with the American Enterprise Institute says Senator Warren's progressive agenda comes with a hefty price tag.
The aggregate cost of every plan Elizabeth Warren has put forward is close to $48 trillion. That's trillion with a T. And there's no way even taxing the rich into oblivion can pay for that. So this is going to require a middle-class tax increase.
If elected, Senator Warren says she would work to provide tuition-free college and a $15 an hour minimum wage. South Carolina Senator Lindsey Graham crafting a bill to sanction Turkey for its crackdown on the Kurds in northern Syria. The bombardment continued today. This military offensive comes as President Trump orders U.S. troops to stand down.
President Trump hasn't ended the war. He's created a bigger war.
The president's response.
I think Lindsey would like to stay there for the next 200 years and maybe add a couple of 100,000 people every place. But I disagree with Lindsey on that. But I will tell you that I do agree on sanctions.
National security analyst Jeremy Bash says Turkey has the second largest military in NATO, and its fight with the Kurds is truly a David versus Goliath scenario.
Turkey is a first-rate military, highly capable, with an effective air force. The Kurds have none of that. They don't really stand a chance against the first-rate Turkish military.
Turkey said today it has killed more than 100 Kurdish fighters since the offensive began yesterday. Secretary of State Pompeo says it is not true that President Trump gave the Turks a green light to attack the Kurds.
The Turks have a legitimate security concern. They have a terrorist threat to their south.
President Trump said yesterday if Turkey tries to destroy the Kurds, the U.S. will destroy Turkey's economy. The lights are out in Northern California. On purpose, the lights are out. The intentional outages to combat the risk of wildfires. Hundreds of thousands are in the dark. Correspondent Jonathan Vigliotti.
A lot of people still without power, and it could last for days. One expert telling us that the state could lose in total about $2.5 billion. That's billion with a B. Some of the hardest hit areas, downtowns like here in Sonoma. The power was cut yesterday morning as the high wind started to pick up. Some people telling us they only got a few hours notice before the lights were cut.
The nation's largest abortion provider Planned Parenthood planning to spend $45 million in the next election to try and flip control of the U.S. Senate. Former Planned Parenthood worker turned pro-life activist Abby Johnson.
This is who Planned Parenthood has become. They're really not a health care provider. They have become a political force trying to elect candidates who also ascribe to their extreme views on abortion.
Planned Parenthood honing in on U.S. Senate races in 9 states to try and give Democrats back the majority. The standoff continues between the NBA, the National Basketball Ethanol Association and Communist China. And the repercussions are being felt right here in the U.S.
Shockingly, last night you had NBA games both in Philadelphia and Washington, D.C., where fans brought signs that said Free Hong Kong, and those fans were escorted out of the games.
Bev Hallberg is with the Independent Women's Forum.
This is not just how people are being repressed in China, and of course we should stand up for individuals there, but we are finding that even fans of the NBA in the United States are being censored by the NBA itself.
The NBA walking a tightrope here, trying to appease China while supporting free speech. China refusing to air preseason games because an NBA general manager expressed solidarity with the protesters in Hong Kong. Last night, more than 250,000 students gathered on football fields all across America for prayer and worship. Juliana Brenicki helped organize the student-led Fields of Faith event for the Fellowship of Christian Athletes.
That is a national event that brings communities together and people to experience our faith in Christ in different ways. We had musicians and speakers and student testimonies.
One of ministry Fields of Faith began in Oklahoma back in 2002. An NFL player fined for wearing a Man of God headband during a game won't have to pay the fee. But Family Life's Brandon Dixon tells us DeMario Davis still plans to pay up.
The New Orleans Saints linebacker created controversy when he wore the headband during a Week 3 game against the Seattle Seahawks. The league ordered him to pay more than $7,000 for breaking the rule prohibiting players from wearing something that conveys a personal message. He appealed and won. Now, Davis says he's still forking over the $7,000, but giving it to his hometown hospital in Jackson, Mississippi instead. He also says he's handing over the $30,000 he raised selling the headbands online to St. Dominic Hospital. Brandon Dixon, Family Life News.
What a story. Thank you, Brandon. TV's Sesame Street tackling the opioid crisis.
How come Carly's mommy had to go away?
Carly's mommy has a kind of sickness, and she had to get some help.
Carly, the green pal of Elmo, announcing today that her mom is battling drug addiction.
I'm so happy she's back and she's taking good care of herself.
It is estimated more than 5 million kids under the age of 11 live in a home in this country where a parent has a substance abuse problem. Still to come on the 5 o'clock report, cause of the fire in Erie, Pennsylvania, court rules on vaccine law, and a campaign to influence legislators, not just legislation. We'll be talking about it after this. All right, Kevin at the Weather Center, checking the stories making news where you live. Across New York and Pennsylvania, a deer in the road caused a fatal car crash this morning. Upstate New York, two people dead. Following the early morning accident in Orleans County, it happened in the town of Gaines. The sheriff says the vehicle hit the deer, then went over an embankment and landed upside down in a creek. Officials today releasing the cause of that fatal house fire in Erie this summer that took the lives of five children, an extension cord failure cited as the reason for the blaze back in August. The cord caught fire in the living room of that home, which was also serving as a daycare. All five fire victims under the age of 10. Could be the final nail in the coffin for those seeking an exemption from mandatory childhood vaccinations in New York. Judge Robert Wiggins of Steuben County denying a stay for some 26,000 affected families. Those families now banned from attending public or private schools while the case plays out in court. Jason McGuire is with New Yorkers for Constitutional Freedoms.
But I'm not overly optimistic on the initial cases that are being heard on this matter. So I think what's going to result in is a lot of places are going to see homeschool students, as these students will ultimately be homeschooled, or they're actually going to be moving out of state. We're hearing a number of families that are leaving the state, choosing states that are more respectful of their religious liberty concerns.
The state says unvaccinated kids are a public health threat. Critics of the law say vaccines should be a personal family choice. National Fuel predicting lower heating bills this upcoming winter season. The average customer expected to pay 15% less than last year. That's a savings of about $50 a month on your utility bill. The Social Security Administration says 70 million of us who get Social Security checks will see those benefits increase by about 1.5% next year. That's 24 extra bucks per month in your wallet. Not enough, says Webster Phillips, with the Committee to Preserve Social Security.
It's really tight. It's difficult to imagine how you keep your budget on an even keel when you're going to see such a modest increase.
The cost of living adjustments kick in January. October, National Depression Awareness Month. Virgil Williams is a social worker and says there can be lots of sources for depression.
It could be genetic. It could be situational. It could be just what's going on in your everyday life. It could be related to an illness. The tricky part of it is if you stay in that depressive state, it only exacerbates.
Williams says it is vital that we acknowledge depression when we see it.
Often the individual that's dealing with depression does not always see it. It's the loved ones. It's what we call the natural supports.
Experts say a change in somebody's habits is the first sign that they might be clinically depressed. The NFL releasing a tackle can wait video tries to steer kids under 14 into playing flag football, not tackle football.
The public service announcement is produced by the Concussion Legacy Foundation and compares smoking to tackle football.
Tackle football is like smoking. The younger I start, the longer I'm exposed to danger.
A video that accompanies the ad says that tackle football, which has been linked to chronic traumatic encephalopathy, CTE, is incredibly dangerous to the developing brain. Sarah Lee Kessler, New York.
Next up, your nightly market report brought to you by Ambassador Advisors. Wall Street stocks higher today after word came that the president plans to meet tomorrow with China's top trade negotiator as those two sides try to hammer out a deal. The Dow higher by 151, NASDAQ up 47, the S&P climbed 19. Ambassador Advisors, a Christian financial planning firm helping faithful stewards do more. And you can find out more at AmbassadorAdvisors.com.
With a biblical look at your money, here's Rob West. Have you ever gone to a meeting or a conference, come back all enthused, then within a few days lost your zeal? That can be frustrating and your boss won't be impressed. In 2 Corinthians, Paul said to finish the work so that your eager willingness to do it may be matched by your completion of it, according to your means. Paul wanted them to finish what they started, just as Jesus finished what he started. So if you're having trouble keeping financial commitments, promises to family members, your boss, or God himself, first, walk in the power of the Holy Spirit every day, not in the strength of your flesh. Second, act on what you know, the power of the truth of God's promises. And third, become accountable and ask others to hold you to your promise.
And you can learn more about trusting God and becoming a wise money manager when you contact us online, moneywise.org, moneywise.org.
The beat up G-Men take on the Patriots Thursday night football, Sonny.
Yeah, Patriots are defending world champions 5-0 on the year. The G-Men, Giants are 2-3. Not only Saquon Barkley, but four other starters not playing for New York. Ouch, indeed. Ouch also for Tampa Bay. They have to face Garrett Cole tonight. The Astros trying to avoid a collapse in the American League Division Series against the Rays. It is do or die. Cole struck out 15 in Game 2 to put the Astros up 2-0. But the Rays won both games at Tropicana Field to force tonight's decisive Game 5. Tampa Bay starting Tyler Glasnow, the winner, taking on the Yankees in the American League Championship Series. Philly said 2 years enough for Gabe Kapler. Fired today. Wow. Phillies have not reached the playoffs since 2011. And she's the GOAT, greatest of all time. Simone Biles extended a pair of records with a fifth all-around title at the Gymnastic World Championships. Biles, the only woman with more than three all-around titles. She now has 22 career world medals. Wow.
That's a lot of hardware.
Yeah. For Family Life, I'm Sonny Delphiet.
I'm Kevin Williams, and here is your Family Life regional weather forecast. Heading toward the weekend, we have the makings for two systems to be interacting in our region. One an ocean storm and the other a western front. The two will eventually put the squeeze in our region with some showers, but for now, The short term, for most, looks very nice. It'll be clear and moonlit for most tonight, but there'll be some patchy cloudiness at times across eastern Pennsylvania and the eastern southern tier of New York. Look for some fog overnight in the valleys. Low temperatures, mid-30s to the mid-40s for most. Tomorrow, sunshine for most. Some mixed clouds on the I-81 corridor in east. High temps in the 60s. Saturday, some sun, then cloudy with showers to follow. Just a few, though. High temperatures Saturday, mostly in the 60s.
All right, Kevin, thank you very much. Finally at 5, the Pennsylvania Family Institute, who we brag on every Friday during our noon report, launching a unique partnership that is pairing politicians with pastors. It's called the Church Ambassador Network.
Essentially, it's to connect pastors who we consider the shepherds of God's people, and connect them with the shepherds, if you will, that are entrusted with public service and involved in government.
And it's all about evangelism. PFI spokesman Tom Shaheen.
We arrange meetings between local pastors and their local legislators, praying for them, not necessarily about issues or trying to persuade them about issues, but caring for them as people and as leaders, as we're called to in the scriptures.
That is how ministry works, folks. Shaheen says the Church Ambassador Network is about influencing legislators, not just legislation.
Good stuff. Okay, I thought you had something else.
That's all I got.
How do you get more information on them?
PFI, Pennsylvania Family Institute, if you go to their website,
okay.
PAFamily.org,
there you go.
You can find out a lot bit more about the Church Ambassador Network.